Well, I brought me a little water in a Mr. Prince Albert can. But the boss man caught me drinking it, and I believe he broke my hand. They all call me crazy for slashing Mr. Scott. My brother was killed for a deed I did, but I disremember what. Yeah, well, another boy is down, the shovel burned him out. Let me stand on his body to see what the shouting's about. I'm going to Memphis, like a bitter weed, I'm a bad seed.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Come on, play with me. Play with me.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
You've got some balls to play with, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please play with them.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you are.
Plastic
strawberry.
This recording is a collection of unintended indiscretion before microphone and camera.
Thanks, man.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this being a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, we always start things off with some Japanese music, and we heard from the Japanese duo, Puffy AmiYumi, and that was a song called Korega Watisho no Ikurumichi, and I found that off of Japan for Sale, Volume 3, just an outstanding compilation. Tonight, we are finishing up our second week of new WMFO DJ training with Ryan.
Greetings and salutations all.
And Ryan should be coming up on our airwaves. Well, he's going to be definitely coming up on our airwaves as we get into the second hour of tonight's show. And, well, backing me up right now is the BBC Orchestra with the theme from Doctor Who. And we've got so much great music for you this evening. And in particular, I wanted to mention the first big set that we're going to have tonight is pretty long, a little bit over half an hour. And we're going to be hearing two versions of the same Crystal Method song, High Roller. The first one off of their Perfect album, where every song is great. Yes, their Perfect album, Vegas. And then we're going to hear a remix, the Miyagi remix, concluding our set of that, of High Roller. And we're also going to be hearing a Byzantine chant composed in the 12th century, performed by the Bulgarian Orthodox Ensemble, a guitar duet by the legendary Les Paul and Chet Atkins, and a Plastic Sushi remix of some Beatles, Brian Eno, and Led Zeppelin I call Revolution Number 19. And however, first, we're going to start things off with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's Chappie's Hot Dogs with the International Chappie's Cheerleading Team here on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
of the view that as time went by, they'd get a little bit older and a little bit slower.
Number 9.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What?
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's
naked.
girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are having our second and final week of new DJ training with Ryan coming up pretty soon to play you some of his favorite music. We began that last set with, well, a Japanese band, of course. That was Chappie's Hot Dogs and a tune called the International Chappie's Cheerleading Team. And I found that on the outstanding compilation Japan for Sale Volume 1, as opposed to what we started off the show with, a Puffy AmiYumi track that was on Japan Not for Sale Volume 3. But they're all in the same family and all great stuff. Then we heard the first of two versions of the Crystal Method's High Roller that we played for you in that set. The first one off of their perfect album, Vegas. And then AC/DC and a track off of their last and probably final album, Rock or Bust. That was a Play Ball, and I love the video for that, where they have nuns kicking a ball around. And, well, along those lines, that was my husband's fantasy remix of that song with, well, yes, audio clips from who knows where, right? Yeah. And then we heard an April Sticheron from the 12th century, performed by the Bulgarian Orthodox Ensemble off of a wonderful album called Byzantine Chants. Then Chet Atkins and Les Paul, Deed I Do, from their Chester and Lester album. And you know, when I was growing up, I was really into rock and roll and heavy metal and that kind of hard music of the 1970s. And I got, well, my first guitar was actually a Harmony Rocket, but my second guitar was a Gibson Les Paul. And I love that guitar. And but I remember talking with some of my other friends who were similarly minded in our musical tastes. And the one question came up, well, who was this Les Paul that this completely rockin' guitar is named after? And in our ignorance, the best we could come up with was something like, well, he was some jazz guy. But, oh boy, he was so much more than that. He was one of the most important people in the development of early multi-track recording. And just for that, he should be incredibly famous, and we should be grateful for him. But he was an outstanding guitarist, producer, and inventor, and one of my absolute musical heroes. And there's also an incredible commercial featuring him, where it's a Coors commercial. And essentially the setup is some guy wearing a cowboy hat is playing playing guitar, and this old man kind of is in the bar looking at him and saying, oh, that's you play pretty good. Can I check out your guitar? And the guy with the cowboy hat, you play, you old man? And he was like, I've been known to. So he picks up the guitar and wails, and the guy's pretty blown away. And he looks at him and he says, hey, you know, you're pretty good. What's your name? And Les Paul turns to him and says, ah, it's on your guitar. And they go over to the top of the guitar with Les Paul on it. Oh, yeah. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi remix of, well, I call it Revolution Number 19. And that was the Beatles, Brian Eno and David Byrne, Led Zeppelin with the the Black Crowes, Jimmy Page playing a live version of Whole Lotta Love. And that's what it was, Revolution Number 19. And then we finished with the second version of High Roller by the Crystal Method, the Miyagi remix off of their deluxe remixed version of Vegas, and concluded with a very scary public service message about online sexual exploitation. Yeah, that guy, he's just evil. Well, I've got one song for you that I'm going to play before turning things over to Ryan. And, that's the way it's going to go here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Here is some Led Zeppelin. Live!